that b'nei bonim harayim kibonim. A grandchildren is also considered like your sons, like your children. So Rashi says, "Kasav kodayin l'havaminer is shemei sazoch roya nekeva." Let's say somebody had a boy and a girl, and one of them died. V'ayeloi ben sheitzdarif im achois aviv oyim achi imoi ein avi av chayiv void the period of rivium. The time of shoyeloi lemeiz ben halav hachila kaim the shevus bin of akash the ravuna. The havaminer is that b'nei bonim rei kabona means that, let's say he's a father, the grandfather. He had two children, and one of them died. Now, if the one alive had more children, so the b'nei bonim is considered like his children. Or better still, let's say one son died. Now, that son had children already. So since that son had children already, the grandchildren are considered like the sons of the great-grandfather. That's why the grandfather is Mekayim the Mitzvah for Revu. Mashma, though, if he doesn't have grandchildren, then he's not Mekayim the Mitzvah. Because even though the father first had two children, he had a boy and a girl, but if one of them died, he would not be Mekayim the Mitzvah for Revu. So it's a Kashtan Ravuna. The only reason why he's Mekayim the Mitzvah here is because since he has a grandchild, somebody's left over from them, that's why he has the key with the Mitzvah. So Churitz Mashma like Rabbi Yechanan, that the Mitzvah has to be at all times, the world has to be populated because of you, and if your child dies, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah, unless he left over a child also. So it's a Kasha to Rav Huna. So Marin says, Kitan Yahi Lahashlim. No. Rav Huna is right. If the person had two children already, a boy and a girl, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Here we're talking about you only had a son, that's all. Now your son got married, and he had a girl. So you could be Mashlim, your son's girl, the granddaughter, is considered like your daughter, that now you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But Enochanan, if you first had two children, and then one died, you'd still be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Could be there's no kasha to Rav Huna. Rashi says, Kitan Yahila Ashlim. The grandfather only had one son. That's all. So far he wasn't Mekayim the Mitzvah per Rehu. V'nosa ha-ben isha, now his son got married. V'hoilet bas, and he had a daughter. So the grandfather has a granddaughter. Is potter azokin, now the grandfather is potter, is yotzer the Mitzvah. Sherei hishlim zeh eschay v'osoy. Because of his granddaughter, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Could be if the grandfather at the first place had two children, a boy and a girl, even if one of them died without any children, also a Kayim period of Rivia. It could be like Afuna, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. Now the Chiddush of B'nei Bonim or Renin Kabonim, that are grandchildren considered like your son, that's Nagela Hashlim. Then in the case you only had one son, and he has a granddaughter, you're also Mekayim the Mitzvah. Mesli, but Allah we hold like Rabbi Yechanan though, that if your children died, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. Mesli, b'nei bonim areim kibonim, that grandchildren are considered like your son. What does that mean? Now, meis echad mehem, let's say one of them died, or shenim tzasaris, or else he come out there was a saris, is like Kayim period of Rivia, to yufta to Rav Huna to yufta. So even though b'nei bonim areim kibonim says clearly that meis echad mehem, if one of your sons died, then you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah anymore. So you see clearly it's a tiyufta to Rav Huna. Now it's here it goes. Here it says clearly that what the Meisei says clearly that Meisechem, when one of them died, or Shinim Tzasaros, it comes as one of your children, either the boy or the boy, can't have any children, also Lakayim Pru Revu. So, Chotzakash and Ravuna, you see clearly, like Rabbi Yechanan, that you say that the mitzvah that the world always has to be with a population and even a bigger Kiddush, that your children have to be able to have children also. If you have two healthy, a boy and a girl, that both could have children, then you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. But if one of them is a Soros, that he can't have children, they're also not Mekayim the Mitzvah, Puruvu. Right. Now it says here what? B'nei bonim areim kibonim. Grandchildren are considered like sons. So Rabbi thought to say that bro lebro brat lebrato. Like if you first had a boy and a girl, now the boy got married, had another son. So even if your first son dies, the grandson is in his place. And whether the granddaughter is in the place of your daughter. For kol shchena, for sure, bro lebrato. If your daughter had a son, for sure that's also good. Avo brato lebro loy. But it could be if you first had a son, and that son got married and had a daughter, and then your son dies, then it's no good. Hey, so granddaughter cannot take the place of a son. That's what he thought to say. Price says a son is more chashiv, so a daughter can't take the place of a son. Rava said no. L'shevas yitzara boyi v'yika. The sight of having children is that the world should be in existence, should be populated. And l'maisa, you caused the world to be populated through your two children, so you have the kiva of the mitzvah. So more stuff like this. The kuli yam everybody holds mihos shrei mechad loy. Let's say you only have one son. That's all. And this son gets married and has two children. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. It's only a question if first you had two, you yourself had first a boy and a girl, and then they had children and they died, then it's a shallow, the grandchildren is considered like your children. But if you only have one child, even though he gets married and has two children, that does not help for you. Trashi trei mechad, v'yasheni meis b'lei bonim, lekayin azokin puravu, he was not mekayim. Trei mechad loy, for the marvaloy, is it true? For your Amri Lei Rabban Rav Sheshes, the Rabban told Rav Sheshes, Nosa Visasa, get married, for your Yerlid Bini, and have a child. For your Malhu, Vinei Brati Bininyanu, that I have already a daughter, and my daughter's children, like she had two children, they're like my children. So I was already in the Kayam Dimitsis Peru Ravu. So you see, even from one child, when he has two children, the grandfather could also be in the Kayam Dimitsis. So Moran says, Hosam duchuya kamatchiluhu. Rav Sheshes just pushed him off over there. Like telling him he doesn't want to get married. Why? To Rav Sheshes, a yakim, a pirkit, Rav Huna. Because Rav Sheshes was a yakim, so he couldn't have any children anymore from the shirim of Rav Huna. Like Rashi said that the shirim was very long, and Rav Sheshes did not want to go to the basic kisi in the middle. So he held himself in, and because of that, he became a knocker. Therefore, he did not want to get married. Like Rashi says, Shav, that Rav Huna used to give long shiurim, utzrichim l'mei raglayim, and really Rav Sheshes had to go to the basic kisei to let out the mei raglayim, but he held himself back. O ma'amidim atzmon v'niyakarm, because that became an ochre, he couldn't have children. Ketanya b'chorus, the Gemara b'chorus says, if you hold yourself back from letting it out, you can become an ochre. So really, that's why Rav Sheshes just pushed him off. But you have no proof from here that if you have one son and he has two grandchildren, you don't say you're mekayim the mitzvah. Omalei Rabba Lareva, Bar Mori. Minoho Milsa, how do we know this? The Yomar Rabbanim, what Rabbanim say, that B'nei Bonim Areim Kibonim. How do we know this? This you say. That grandchildren are considered like children. How do we know this? Trashi. A B'nei Bitoi Koi, the Ben B'nei Pshitulon. If your son has a son, that's Pshitul, it's okay. The Chiddush is, though, when your daughter has a son, how do we know that's also good enough for you? How do we know that the grandchildren is considered like your children? So more so like this. Elaim, if you want to tell me midichsiv, what the pasuk says, by Habonais Benoisai, like Lovan told Yaakov, your daughters are mine. Habonais Benoisai. By Habonim Bnei, the children are mine. So he said, what, that your children are my children. He was the grandfather. So Mashmah, the grandchildren are considered like the grandfathers. Verse Elamayatev, that's trying to posik. Lovin also told Yaakov, v'had soin soini, that your sheep is my sheep. His hachin ami, does it mean to say that what, that his sheep is mamas, like his own son, it's his own sheep? Elo, what do you mean to say? To konis minoy, like whatever you had, like you got from me, you bought off me. It was my kinyan, I owned it. Also, it just means that your grandchildren came because of me. Not that the pshat is that they're my children. Avad the Yaakov of Inu's children. But Lavan just told him, no, your children came because of me. Yeah. So here you have no writing. Elo Miyok, I have another post. The postik says, V'acha bo chetroin el bas mechir. Later, Chetron came, Abbas Mechir Avi Gilod, Vatelad Loyesh Shoguv, and he gave birth to Shoguv. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, Mine Mochir Yodu Mechakikim. Uksiv Yehudu Mechakikai. So, Mashmo, the grandchildren go after the grandfather. Trashi, Mone Mechir Yodu Mechakikim, Fulay Mitzinu Lameima Bibnei Bonov, it doesn't say from Bnei Bonov, Ella Bibnei Bita, it only says the son of his daughter. To Uksiv Kruachrino, Yehuda mechaykeki, v'le mishkachas lot lehevei mitavayu, Elohochi did not from Mechakir Mechetzroin. The Bitoi Shomachir. It only came out of his daughter. Is Alma B'nei Bitoi Kibonov. You see, the children, the son that comes out of your daughter is considered like your son also. Since the writer that your grandson from your daughter is also considered like yours. Moshe says now, Mas Nisin Dalav Krev Yeshua. Our Mishnah that says that Rashi Datoni Elim Kain, only if you don't have children, then you have to get married. Hoyim Yech Loi Mashma, if you have children, Yibatol, you don't have to have more children. Mashma, once you have your two children, the Mekayim the Mitzvah, if you want, you could be Mavatol. Havadol is a Mitzvah to have as many as possible. But if you want, you could stop. So where it says he argues on Rabbi Yeshua, Titania, Rabbi Yeshua Weimer, Nosa de Misha Bialdusev, a man married a lady when he was young, is Yisha Isha Bezeknusai. When he becomes older, if his first wife died, if he gave her get, he should remarry. Hoyulai Bona Bialdusev, even if you had children when you were young, Yiyalai Bona Bezeknusai, you should still be acing and having children even when you get older. Shenem the Apostle says, Ba Boike Zores Arecha, in the morning you should seed. And at night, don't rest. In other words, even when you come old, don't rest from having children. You don't know which one will be the better one. This one or that one. And if two would be good, avada, it's better. So Rashi says, Lerev means lasik nos, when you come older. Eza yachshir, eza zera yiyahogun. You don't know which child will be better. The Yora, the Yorei Shemayim Umiskayim, you don't know like which one will remain, the Yorei Shemayim will be a tzaddik, so therefore keep on having children. But Yom Kiva, Yom Kiva says, Lo Motorah B'Yaldusoi, Yo Motorah B'Zeknusoi. If you learn Torah when you were young, continue learning Torah when you're old also. Don't stop. Ho Yoloi Talmidim B'Yaldusoi, if you have Talmidim when you were young, Ye Yoloi Talmidim B'Zeknusoi. You should have Talmidim when you get older also. Shenema Yidashim, this postek like this, that Baboike Zorah Zerecha, Ul Erev, when you get older, Al Tanach Yotcha, don't rest. So he learns and goes on Talmidim also. You should marvitz Torah when you're young and when you're old, Keseida, keep on having Talmidim. Omru was said over that Shnayim Osa Elef Zugim Talmidim Hoyulul Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva had a pairs of 12,000 pairs of Talmidim. 24,000 Talmidim Rabbi Kiva had. 12,000 pairs. And they were from Megevos ad Antifrus. That's where they live, this place. V'kulam meisim perek echad. All these 24 Talmidim died at one time. Why? Mipnei shaloi nagu kovet zeh b'zeh. Because they didn't give enough respect one to another. Havada with them, Adrega, the big Talmidim, Havada, they gave, but just not the way they're supposed to. Shall not cover Zebizet the way they were supposed to. Now, the world was like empty without Torah. All the Talmidim died out, so nobody knew Torah. Only Rabbi Kiva knew the Torah, but nobody else. At Shabor, Rabbi Kiva, Etzer, Rabbi Sena, Shabadorim. Until Rabbi Kiva came to the Talmidim living in Dorim, in the south. And he learned with them Torah. Who did he learn with? Learn with Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loza ben Shemua. Hamidu Torah. And these are the Talmidim that kept Torah going. His Rabbi Kiva taught it to them, and they went on and taught to others. Now, Oysa Shor Tona Kula Meisu Mi Pesach. These are the Talmidim that kept the Torah going at that time. Tony would also embrace like this, that the Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Kula Meisu Mi Pesach Viyad HaTeres. They all died in between Pesach and Shavuos. That's when they died. That's why when they joined Svirah, Lag Boimer, when they got Velis, Albi Miksas, Zecha of the Talmidim, they were Meis at this time. Omer Rav Choma Barabba, Vitaim Rav Chia Baravin, Kula Meisu Misa Ro. They all died a hard Misa. Mahi, what's the bad Misa? Omer Rav Nachman Asachra. They all like choked to death. A sachra type of a choking, they all choked to death. As the Balti were not noigo, covered, zebezeh, that's why they were mace. Before Shemuel asked, like, how come Punk they died out now between Pesach and Shavuos? Like, why this time? And the pshat is because this time between Pesach and Shavuos is a zaman of achonah for kavos haTorah. You have to prepare yourself for limud haTorah, and part of achonah for learning Torah is to have midas tovus. You have to be nice to one another. So these talmidim, this was the time of the year that we're supposed to act extra special nice one to another. Like Hashem is more makpid at this time now. This is the time to prepare for Kabbalah Satorah. And still they didn't change over throughout these 49 days between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why Hashem had them, they died out during this time. The minhag is usually we hold that only they died out during 33 days. The Shaila, how do you count it? You start from the beginning until Lag BaOmer, or from Rosh Chodesh till the end. That's a different minhagim, how we keep the count in the Svira. Yom Rav Choma Bar Abba, Vitaim Rav Chia Bar Avin, Kulam Meisu Yim, you can see it. Yom Rav Masna, Halacha Krem Yeshua. Halacha is like Yeshua. That Yeshua said what? Not like our Mishnah, that you're supposed to have children even when you're old, and you're supposed to have a wife even when you're old. Omer Rabbi Tanchum, Omer Rabbi Chinloi, Kol Adam Shein La Isha, any person that's not married, Shru Yibloi Simcha, he's living without happiness, B'loi Bracha without a Bracha, B'loi Toiva. Now, B'loi Simcha Desiv, Isomachta Ato Uveitcha, that means with your wife, you're supposed to be happy with your wife. B'loi Bracha without a Bracha Desiv, Lo Niach Bracha Al Besecha, you're supposed to bring a Bracha to your house, to your wife, because of your wife, you have a Bracha. Without good, it's no good to be alone. So with a wife, you have toiv. But my rov amri, my rov in Eretz Yisrael, they said, b'loi Torah. Who would then you live without Torah? B'loi chayim without a wool, without protection. B'loi Torah, d'chsiv, ha'im, ein ezrosi bi, v'soshiya nitcha mimeni, that if I don't have like my wife, I'm going to forget my Torah. Is b'loi chayim without a wool, d'chsiv, nekeva tesoivet gever. A wife protects, goes around the husband. That a wool, a protector for the husband is his wife. Yeah. Rashi just says about before that it says that with your wife you have Torah. So Rashi explains that him aim is Rossi, mean min ishtri dechsiv eze kenegdoi. Miyatoshia nitchimimenu. Shetzorach lasik batzorche beisoi vetamudim mishtakach. That's the pshat. If you don't have a wife, you have to take care of the house. And you won't have time to learn, you forget your learning. Therefore, with a wife, he'll have Torah. But without a wife, he'll be too busy taking care of the house, he won't be able to learn. Or you forget what you learned. Weiter. Rova bar ulo omar, b'loi sholem. If you live without a wife, you're also living without sholem, without peace. Tichsiv yodato ki sholem olecho. That your olecho means your wife, is with your wife, you're going to have peace. The Rashi says, ki yodato ki sholem olecho, tizman chi yeshtecho oyol. When you have a tent, you'll have sholem. So with the wife, you'll have sholem. What does that mean? Omer Ashur ben Levi. That, well, there's only a possible before, sis. No, there's a possible before. For your datik, yisholem olecho, for karaton novecho, yabloi sechto. You should live with your wife and you won't have a chet. Now, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hayodeya b'ishtoi shi yirei shemayim. Somebody knows about his wife that she's yirei shemayim. V'yein apoytun, you don't live with her. Drash, v'yein apoytun means v'tashmish, based on nosa, the times you're supposed to. Is nikra chayta, you call the chayta. Shinyam the Pasuk says, for your dato kisholom olecho, and the end of this Pasuk, for karato novecho, v'loi sechto. Mashmi, you should live with her. And then v'loi sechto. But if not, it's called a chet. V'yom Yeshua ben Levi, chai v'odom lifkoi des ishtoi b'shor shu yoitz l'derech. When you plan to take a trip and go away, before you go away, you're supposed to be with your wife. You're supposed to have tashmish with your wife before you go away, the night before. Shenema v'yodata kisholom olecho, this Pasuk. Fred Gemara v'ho mehocha nafki, do you learn it now from this Pasuk? Mehosam nafki, there's another Pasuk that says, v'yel ishech tushukasecha, that an isha will have a desire for a husband. Melamra teaches us, sho isha mishtoikekes abaylom, that a wife has a tremendous desire for a husband, v'sho shu yetzla derech, like when she knows he's going to leave her, he's going to go away on a trip, so then she wants some more. So since she wants some more, there's a chiyuv to be with her then. Trashi mishum shemisav aloi v'yoysa shor yoysa.
Omer Rabbi Yosef, le'nitzchel le'somach le'vesosa. So we have one pasuk. What do we need the first pasuk for? The chiddush is even though it's somach le'vesto, even though it's near a vest, that usually not supposed to be with her, but here, since you're going away, you're allowed to. And Rashi says, le'nitzchel le'somach le'vesto. Like before, there's a zman which is supposed to have a nidus, which is supposed to have a dam nidus. To mark off a calendar, there's a vest of 30 days, of 29 days, whatever, a flogger, the time that she saw in between the two last two times. So, when the time comes for next time to see, you're not supposed to be with her. But still, if you go on the trip, then you're allowed to be with her. The kama, how close next to the vest do we say that you're supposed to stay away from her? Or my rova oina, 1 12-hour period. Sidrashi, in regilo liris b'yoin, if she usually sees the 20th, 29th day by day, is asura kolayim, that whole 12-hour period, the whole day, it's awesome. If you're in regilo liris b'layla, asura kolayla, if she usually sees at night, she's awesome that whole night. Bahani mili, when do we say if you're going away, before you go away, you're supposed to be with your wife? The Dvar HaRashus. Vistam going with Dvar HaRashus on a business trip, a pleasure trip, Avul Dvar Mitzvah, but if someone's going on a trip to do a Dvar Mitzvah, Mitradi. Then we say the opposite. If you be with your wife, you'll bother you. You won't be able to do the Mitzvah. You'll be turned in the Tashmish. You won't have time to do the Mitzvah. Then you don't have a Chiyah to do to be with your wife. If you're going with Dvar Mitzvah. Turn around, Rabbanan. Somebody loves his wife like his own goof. When it comes to give a cover to respect, you're supposed to give her respect more than your own body. So Rashi says, because the embarrassment to your wife is more than to a man. Therefore, you should be mechabda more. Somebody teaches his children to go in the right way. They are Masi and some of the Pirkun. You marry them off when they're still young, as soon as they become of age. So male, they don't have any time to have znus. Is all of a kasuvay. Madam, the pasuk says, "For your daughter, kisholam avecha." That sholam avecha, you'll have peace. It's a good midah. This is a very good midah. Right. Hoye veshchenev. Somebody that loves his neighbors. For your mekari veskroiviv. You're close to your relatives. For your noise as basa choisoi. And you marry your niece, your sister's daughter. If you marry your sister's daughter, so Rashi says, "Ranoisei basa choisei kegu'ei adam rovin ala choisei." A person likes his sister yosim and achim more than his brothers. Umitekach nimso mechavav esishtoim. Like by living with your sister's daughter, you remind yourself of your sister. You love her much more. So then you like to marry if you marry your sister's daughter.